Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of two new trio CDs by the Dutch pianist Michiel Braam. Braam runs the jazz program at the Conservatory in Arnhem and has been recording for the better part of 20 years as leader of a big band and various small groups. Kevin says Braam is typically Dutch in mixing serious music making with a bit of whimsy.
You can tell right off Michiel Braam digs Thelonious Monk. In his piano playing, you can hear some of the same creative clunkiness, the joy in making rude sounds, like that bit that mimics a skipping record. But Braam crosses his Monk strain with the puckish, crowd-pleasing tendencies of Errol Garner. He has an odd gift for writing tunes that are catchy and exasperating at the same time. Braam's melody, Hotch as Ginseng, is as repetitive as water torture. The trio Braam de Jode Vacher has been around for 16 years. Dutch bassist Wilbert de Jode is a world-class powerhouse. Expat American drummer Michael Vacher peppers up with suspense-building hiccups and hesitations. The trio started out just playing Monk tunes, but long since switched over to Michiel Braam's own material. Their new CD is Change This Song on the BBB label. Not content to lead a fine acoustic trio, Braam now has an electric counterpart with a different rhythm section, including bass guitar. It's called his Whirly Trio because Braam plays an old-school Wurlitzer electric piano. Their CD is called Hosting Changes, which is an anagram of the other album's name. In fact, all the tune titles on both CDs are permutations of those same 14 letters. Haggish Consent, Can Ghosts Neigh, Agog Shin Stench. If that word game didn't link these albums enough, half the tunes appear on both. A piece that sounds whimsical, played by the acoustic trio, can sound even goofier on electric piano. Compare both versions of Songs Each Night. Thank you. little pizza parlor ragtime in there, too. Does anyone even know what that means anymore? McKeel Brahm also likes the electric piano's potential for raunch, like Sun Ra or 1970 Chick Corea with Miles Davis. Brahm knows amplifier distortion can be a good thing. Can make that Wurlitzer sound like 64 cracked bongos. Used to be, a jazz musician would be happy to lead one good group. Nowadays, players like Brahm or Ken Vandermark or Dave Douglas go out on the road with scores of different bands, which is fine as long as they have something to say. Trio Brahm de Jode Vacher and Brahm's Whirly Trio each pack enough punch to justify your attention. Unlike some well-hyped European trios these days, McKeel Brahms are the real deal. Smart and funny.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. McKeel Brahm's CDs, Change the Song and Hosting Changes, are on the BBB label. For more information about these CDs, go to our website at freshair.npr.org. Trio Brahm de Jode Vacher is on a short tour in the U.S. June 12th through 17th.